It's episode 175, and we've got plugins for RSS cache, maintenance mode, press this, podcast appearance display, site firewalls, and enhanced video galleries, plus special guest Adam Silver from Kitchen Sink WP, all coming up on WordPress Plugins A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. Welcome back to another fine, fun-filled episode. I'm your host, John Overall, and with me is my co-host,
Marcus Couch. Nice to be here with everyone.
And we're having a great, wonderful, fun evening here tonight, getting this show on the road. And don't forget, though, you can get the show notes over at WPPluginsA2Z.com. And if you've got a couple of minutes, stop in at Stitcher Radio and give us a review, or over at the iTunes Store. We would greatly appreciate it.
Absolutely. Every review counts. It helps us in the ratings and finding more people to listen to the show. It's just that simple. Also, remember, you can follow the show on Twitter at WPPluginsA2Z. And John and I are doing some content in between on there, and it's been pretty cool interacting with people, and it's definitely helped to grow the audience that way.
And it's definitely moving along. And we also want to put out our little bits of self-promotion, so don't forget we are WordPress professionals. We make our living with WordPress, and I'd like to thank all of the people who have given me calls in this last week. You know who you are. You called me because you've been listening to the show, so much appreciated. So if you are looking for some WordPress help, you need a site layout issue, plugin issue, functionality, or your WordPress website is broken, you can reach out to me at 818-850-7729 or drop by my website at wppro.ca/emergency and check me out. Thanks.
And if you are looking to save some money on hosting and you use HostGator, choose code PLUGIN and you'll save 30% on any plan, any term length by using promo code PLUGIN. And, John, that brings us to our special guest, Adam Silver. He is the host of Kitchen Sink WP, where he talks about everything in WordPress. He says, but the kitchen sink, but I don't know. I've heard some kitchen sink references on your show. So he focuses on basically getting your website running faster, stronger, and looking better. Welcome to the show, Adam Silver.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
So do you use the little kitchen sink button up there in the corner? Is that your main focus, that one piece of WordPress?
Only you would ask that, really. That's awesome. No, yeah, actually, that's it. I mean, I just have, 14 episodes of the podcast, and I'm done. No. The stronger, faster, better is my reference to the my childhood from Six Million Dollar Man, and I just want to get people to get up and running on WordPress as best as they can.
$6 million. I mean, you're not that old, are you?
I am.
Did you have a doll that you could look through? You could look through the back of his eye? And
I did. I don't have it anymore. I still have a watch, though. I got a watch from my parents for my birthday when I was 7 or 8 years old, and I still have it. And it's honestly really cool. And I also have an album I just bought recently, an actual record. But I wanted the record cover art is what I wanted. So I paid $8 for that at a consignment store.
Nice.
Yeah, I saw a big just to break away from the show. God, I hope we don't get bad reviews for this. But yeah, I just went to a gun show over the weekend. And okay, it's not your typical gun show. It was in Orange County, California. So it's a gun show where everybody's wearing flip-flops,
Oh, wow.
So hard to take it serious. But yeah, there was a guy who had a table and he had every G.I. Joe and every naval uniforms throughout the years and all that. So it was pretty hardcore stuff. So funny to mention that.
So what do you cover on your show, Adam? What do you talk about on it?
My main take on it is I like to share what I know, what I've learned in the past 4.5, almost 5 years. I try to kind of encompass what's going on in the community because I think WordPress has the best community for web content developers and website as a platform compared to the 1 week I spent with Joomla.
And 1 week.
Been there, done that.
Yes. And, so I cover community ongoing WordCamps, meetups. I run the meetup here in the South Bay as well. I've spoken at a WordCamp last year. I'll be at the WordCamp this weekend. I think Marcus is going as well to Orange County.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, and then I also focus, you know, on just answering Q&A questions, sharing what I know. I really enjoy helping the beginner because we've all been there. Yeah. And people are afraid to ask questions, and I am not scared to look dumb by any stretch of the imagination. So if I don't know, I don't know. But I've been doing the technology thing, if you will, for over 25 years. I started when I was pretty young. If I don't know at all, and nobody does, I know where to get the answers, and I know how to do the research. So that's why I like to help those, the beginners. The people know more than me. I mean, you guys know more than me, that's for sure.
Thanks.
In some aspects, I'm sure I might know more than others, but that's what's great about it. I don't find it competition. I just find it community. So that's what I'm here to do.
Yeah, WordPress is pretty good about the community.
It really is. It really, really is. So that's my story.
Nice. I don't know. Where else we go?
Well, we got basically, you know, not a lot of news going on in WordPress. You know, one of the things that I noticed they were talking about is some more internationalization when it comes to WordPress 4.0 being released late this year.
There was a piece of news that just occurred to me that I forgot to write down, though.
Yeah?
And it went out 2 days ago. It seems that if you use SEO, what's the other SEO plugin besides
Yoast?
WordPress? No, not
All
Yoast.
All-in-one SEO.
All-in-one SEO. SEO. There's a major security flaw in it.
Mm-hmm. I saw that as well.
Yeah. And for those of you who hadn't heard yet, which you might be under a rock if you hadn't, but I still like to put that information out there for folks in our show so that they might go, oh, I hadn't heard.
Right. And the other piece of news that came out a week and a half ago, WordPress celebrated their 11th birthday. It was kind of low-key this year. 10 was a big deal.
Oh, yeah, 11, it was.
11 was like the 27th of March, I mean of May.
I keep forgetting their birthday is the same day as my son's.
There you go. There you go. So wow. 11 years. So it's pretty cool. And it's just amazing to me how much has changed even in the past 2 years. It's shocking if you really think about it. I mean, I was thinking back, the first version I ever used was probably 2.5.
Yeah, I think that's when I started with WordPress was about 2.5.
Yeah. And I have a site still running 2.8.
Ha.
Yeah,
well, that was just waiting for a hacker to show up.
Yeah,
and I'll say this about how confident I am about WordPress and all the different things that we do, which is, you know, barring my death, I think I'll be around for the 20th anniversary of WordPress, and that's pretty hard to say about anything that's any kind of platform. I mean, what I would have given if I could have been around for the 20th anniversary of the Commodore Amiga back in the day, but no, it never happened. But you know, with WordPress, you know that it's going to happen.
You know, what's funny on that sentiment is a friend of a friend who I know. She's a big time multi-level marketer type of person, and there was another platform trying to come out and be the WordPress killer. This was about 6 months ago. And I don't know if you guys know about this, who it was behind it, whatever, but all their sites about their new product and platform were built on WordPress, which I thought was pretty funny. And then literally six months after the release of this huge thing, it was a multi-level marketing CMS platform, meaning like if I would sign up, I'd pay $100, I'd get 20 people underneath me at $24 a month.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so it's a total pyramid scheme. And, you know, we can blog from our iPhones now. So can we in WordPress if you want to. You know, you can do it from your iPad or your Android. Yeah, so can we. It's just, it was amazing how people fell into that MLM mentality. And, of course, 6 months later, all those sites are gone.
Yeah, that would disappear pretty quick. That's actually amusing that their main sites were built on WordPress that they were trying to sell
for. Yeah, I mean, at this point, I remember a month or two ago, I looked it up, 77 million websites are hosted on a WordPress platform that we know of, that were known, so, and it's growing all the time.
Yeah, the last major stat I looked at was 21% of the top million websites were running on WordPress.
Yeah, so it's growing, it's strong, it's not going anywhere. And as we all know, they just got funded as well, more funding, so they're not going anywhere.
No, and they're staying private. But one of the things that amazes me is when I started this show, there was only 8,500 plugins available for WordPress. Now there's 30,000 plus.
Yeah, we've had to change the intro twice.
Yeah.
So I mentioned how many plugins there are.
Yeah, it's just been interesting to see that kind of growth. And I know a couple of years or a year or so ago when I started discussing the rise of the freemium plugin, because I just saw it. And in the last few months, I've seen more and more plugins show up as, here's the free version. You want the really cool stuff? This piece is $20. This piece is $15. This piece is $30. You got to pull the pieces together to make it really cool. And you end up spending $50 or $100 on the plugin.
Right. And that's honestly, unfortunately, it's what turns some people off, I think, because, you know, everyone thinks WordPress is free. WordPress is free. But there's an asterisk. You know, it's free to a point. You know, you still need to have an investment of a domain if you're on your .org, if you're running, you know, self-hosted. You still need to have hosting, you know, so you own the domain, own the hosting. Yeah. And then if you want to buy a premium theme or plugins, and I don't look at it as an expense. I tell my clients, I tell my students, it's an investment. If I can spend $25 or $30 and save myself a week worth of time, it's a no-brainer. I used to be the cheapest ass bastard. Excuse me if I can't cuss. I used to be really, really. I used to be really frugal when it came to me. I said I could just build that myself, or I'll figure out a way to hack something together, and or find a free version of something. Now, my non-flinch factor is about $100-$150. If it's, you know, in that range, I write it off and I own it. Done.
Yeah, that's my flinch. My flinch factor is about the same, about $100-$150 for plugins now.
Yeah. I mean, my WP Forums plugin just came for renewal. I'm a developer level. I bought it 2 years ago at WordCamp Orange County, found a coupon online. Take 5 minutes, type in coupon code, you know, save some money. And I renew it without hesitation. I mean, it just came in yesterday. I'll renew it this weekend, you know, for $100 for another year for developer level. Totally worth it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so
I've got several plugins that I put out $100 to $150 each every year.
without question, I do it, and I'm like, okay, done. So,
all right, boys, let's break the circle up here.
All right, then let's move on. Move on into
the meat and potatoes.
All right, meat and potatoes time of the show. Off we go. All right, so the one we've got here, the first plugin I've got out the gate here today, is called WP Clear RSS Cache. And while this is an older plugin I've used before, it's simple in the fact that every once in a while when you're working on your WordPress site, you've got to do some RSS stuff. Like you want to change up the way the RSS feed looks, such as some of the work we've done to the WP plugin site over the last few weeks. And WordPress has a little glitch in it, or maybe it's a feature, I don't know. But what happens is the RSS caches itself, and so that it can load faster, I'm sure, but sometimes it doesn't release that cache when you're doing edits and stuff. So you're going refresh, and you're not seeing your changes. So you need something to go in and clear out that cache, which is actually stuffed into the database. This plugin does an excellent job of that. You just load it up, turn it on, activate it, click the button, it clears out your cache, and you're good to go. And I have to pull it in every once in a while when I'm doing RSS stuff, so check it out if you're working on your RSS feeds. It's called WP RSS Clear Cache, and I gave it a 4 Dragon rating.
Beautiful. Yeah, there's a lot going on with RSS, and everyone I've ever seen is pretty ugly.
Yeah.
And there's other ways. I use this add-on that's called Sage in Firefox that slurps out RSS feeds off of sites, and it's really nice because you can just look at things from the feed rather than having to go through the blog and search.
Yeah.
But that's very telling in how deep somebody is into editing their RSS feeds by how that thing displays. Code Canyon is one that does an excellent job at RSS, by the way.
Interesting.
So that's very cool. All right, Adam, you have one, right?
I do. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't realize we bounced around. Okay, my first one. I'm like, my turn. My first one is, it's As Heard On. It's by Dustin Hartzler, and I believe you guys reviewed it when it first came out. And I know Dustin. I mean, I'm upfront, and I'll be transparent.
Yeah,
and
he's been on the show.
Yeah, he's a great guy. We're good friends. He now works for Automattic. And so he came up with this plugin, I think, a little over a year ago. And I had not used it until 2 days ago, and then again this morning, just to make sure I kind of got the feel for it, because I started my podcast over at Kitchen Sink 15 weeks ago. So what this does, it lets you share your lets you share where you've been on other podcasts. For example, I will take the cover art from your show and put it on my website and link back to this show. if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and he did it because it scratched the itch. There was no way to say, hey, it's as heard on. I've been heard over here, kind of like as seen on TV. So that said, I was pretty impressed with some of the aspects. Some of the aspects are still missing. A couple elements are broken or just not functional. Let me say that, not functional yet. You know, it adds a menu to your dashboard. They're called Other Shows. And under that, then you have three tabs, podcast, widget options, and full page options. You then throw in the name of the podcast, the host of the podcast or hosts, link to the actual show. You can then upload a URL to the cover art, a little excerpt, and then you can put it into the widget really easily with a built-in widget, or you can do short code in a full-page post. I like it. I wish a couple of things were fixed, and I'm just picky on a couple of things. I think they're personal, but I like Dustin. I think it's a great concept, and there's nothing else out there that I could see that was doing this as well, so that's why he created this. That said, I gave it a 3 out of 5 stars.
Now, I'll tell you, you know, hey, I love Dustin and what he's doing and everything else, but you get no favoritism on this show. John, I don't even care if you make a plug-in. If you make a plug-in, you're under the same scrutiny. I don't care.
One day I'll finish the one I started.
Okay. I'd love to see this into something where you click on the album art and it just plays the show that you were on.
So instead of linking back to the other site?
You can still link back to the other site, you know, click here for the show notes or something like that. But, or just, you know, an inline player that's like kind of a list or something that would still give you that instant feed. So if, let's just say, if you have this on your site and it has a player and people are coming to you and they just want to kind of click through and listen to you on those other shows very quickly without having to first go to somebody else's website, then see if they have a player on there, and then play that. It just seems like it could be all done in a widget that's sort of an accordion mode where you click on something, it drops down. I'm going to put my notes together. Maybe Dustin might have time to do it, but I don't know. He's got a new baby and everything and a new job.
So I think actually that's a great idea. I didn't even think about that. I think it's still in a 1.0. It's, what is it? We're up to 1.08.
Yeah,
so it's still
just bugs and catching up to, you know,
I think that would be like a 2.0, maybe 2.5. I can see the I can see the potential there, but I give him the 3 out of 5 because I the fact that he didn't just have an idea. He actually wrote one. It's up. It's in the repository. And you're right. I don't want to give him props just because he's my buddy, but I can see the functionality and I can see the potential as well.
Yeah. Yeah, so. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Nice. I like that idea. That's a good idea.
Well, we kind of do that here.
I mean, I'm afraid to write my own plugin now. Damn.
Bring it. Because I look at every one that comes out every day. So.
Right on.
Chances are you'll be on my radar.
Mine's ilovemarcusplugin.com.
Yeah. Okay, fellas, I'm going to take a quick poll. Either one of you ever use the press this function within WordPress?
I tried to use it years ago. I actually tried to teach my students to use it when I was teaching classes, and that's about as far as it went.
It doesn't work anymore. I can't get it to work. I mean, I have used it. The one that's built in to under like tools. Is it tools?
Yes.
Yeah, and they're tools. I've tried to use it. I used it 2 years ago. I showed two classes consecutively, first two semesters I taught. And then I talked because I go through every setting in the dashboard, you know, in settings.
Yeah.
And one day it stopped working. And I'm not sure if it's the Wi-Fi at the school I teach at or if it was my server or
who knows. It works for me.
Right now
it works for me. Yeah. And it works now even better because now there's a new plugin called Press This.
Oh, nice segue.
And it is a complete redesign of the whole press this bookmarklet function. Now, what I'm talking about is within WordPress, and by the way, I think it's in settings writing is where this is located. There's a little JavaScript that you actually add as a bookmark to your browser. And then when you happen to come across a page or a site or something like that, it's actually a JavaScript. You click that, you hit the press this, and you can actually write a blog, just write about that post, you know, right there. And it shoots a link in there and the title and everything else. But it's pretty limited. So this plugin, Press This, is something that does It has a complete new interface for you. It asks you what you want to upload into the post. You can upload video. You can kind of scrape content from the page. You can switch sites back and forth, like as far as what you wanted to get from them to here. So this is like the pirates press this.
Nice.
This is for somebody who wants to get a lot of content over quick. And by doing that, I'm saying you can also press this into an existing post. So you can go gather a little bit of information from one site, hit the press this, it'll go into that post, and then you can go grab something else from a different page, hit it again, and it asks you which press this you want to go into, like in the existing. So
I just took the existing one. I don't have the new plugin. I dragged mm-hmm. it to my menu bar. I run Chrome,
yeah.
and I go to do it, and I go to like CNN. Mm-hmm. You know, I said, you know, I highlight something and I go to press this and I get another window pops up to my host and it says error 403 forbidden.
You may, that may be a login thing. You might have to be logged in with cookies or something like that.
Mm.
Anyway,
all right.
It may be a Chrome thing, but this plugin worked for me and maybe it addresses a hole in the exact issue that you described there, Adam. So
I'm gonna go try it right now.
I gave this one a 4 out of 5.
I faded out for a second. My headset cut out. It's all good.
Okay.
I only missed a little bit, so I think it's my cue though for my plugin, right?
You are ready to go, sir.
All right. Technological challenges tonight.
Easy for you to say.
All right. So the next plugin I've got here today is called WordPress Simple Firewall. And this one was actually sent over to me from an email list I'm on, and it came from iControlWP. And it's a new firewall that they put out. Well, they may have put it out a while ago, but I just heard about it. It's actually a pretty decent firewall that may be time to give some reconsideration to using WordFence. And at the same time, this plugin will also replace another plugin that I use regularly for comment spam. I use AntiSpamBee. So this one here has its own built-in comment AntiSpam plugin to it. So I'm going to be giving this a test. Right now I've only loaded it up on my sandbox area. And I like the way it works. I like the way it blocks everything up. It allows you to set up enforcing admin restriction to it. Allows you to set up IP blocking and limitations through on IPs. It has the usual login protections to it to allow you to whitelist IPs. It allows it has a login cooldown time, which means you can set a second delay so that someone fails to log in. They have to wait and count down the seconds before they can log in. It will also enforce two-factor authentication on different user roles in here. I don't know exactly how the two-factor authentication works yet. I hadn't tried it, but just the fact that it exists means it might be usable. It has a couple of bypass failures in it. You can add in a YubiKey authentication if you use it, the comments filter. One of the features I did like in it is it has built into it the ability to control the automatic updates that come via WordPress or the plugin itself. You can turn off the automatic updates that happen to your WordPress website, which might be important, as I've discovered on some of my recent client sites, even on the minor versions for WordPress. You can turn off the automatic updates for plugins or themes, or you can turn it on and have those plugins and themes automatically update, which, of course, use at your own risk, because letting plugins auto-update is risky. And you can also turn off the version control, which you may or may not want to do, because some plugins depend on the version control to determine which plugin to install. So all in all, this looks like it's going to be a fantastic firewall system. I'll be reporting back on it as I use it on live sites and see how it functions. But at the moment, I'm giving it top marks. This here is a 5 Dragon rating plugin, so check it out.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, like,
that is cool.
Yeah, I'm finding more and more sites getting hacked of mine.
Yeah.
And they happen very quickly, Even little stage sites I put together on stupid domains.
It does. One of my servers has been massively under attack from China and Taiwan for the last 2 weeks.
China really attacks people? I didn't know that. I'm kidding.
All right, Adam, what do you got?
Okay. I have one of my favorite all time. I use it a lot for when I design sites for clients. Usually it's a brand new site to where I want to I'll just tell you what it's called. JF3 Maintenance Redirect. It's kind of a mouthful. And the JF is a gentleman's name. I think it's John something. I forget his name. I don't know him. And I'm not sure why it's the third. Maybe he's a third of child or something. But what it is, it allows you to have a coming soon page or a down for maintenance page for the most part. But it's better than that, just a basic, you know, splash page or a countdown in my mind, because I can give it unrestricted access to IPs. Like if the three of us are working in the same building or same subnet of IPs, I can make us all whitelisted. And that way we don't see it as down. We can still see the site as live even though we're logged in.
I refuse to work in the same building as John.
Yeah, well, it's in my contract. Nice thing about staying here in Canada.
Yeah. Or I could also, you know, I can also whitelist your separate IPs in Canada, you know, et cetera. I can whitelist anything I want, unrestricted. For the client aspect of it, so let's say we're the developers of a big company site. In the client aspect, I can give the client access key. I enter a name, an email, and they get emailed a long link, and that link is their access key. They could share it if they want, but I can disable that, enable that, whatever I want.
Oh, that's cool.
It's very cool.
I like that.
And then it's pretty basic. So it's on and off, unrestricted IPs, access keys, and then the message. You have a choice of, you know, the easy way, just text in the center of a screen. You can enter HTML, or you could do a redirect. And I love this. I seriously install it when I do new sites for new clients. It's the first plugin I install. That way I can say coming soon or redirect to their old site or whatever it needs to go to. The only thing I wish it was a little easier, it would be kind of nice to have some drag and drop graphic feature. I mean, I'm harping for something that doesn't need to be there. I mean, if I'm going to be lazy.
Welcome to the show.
Might as well put some front end editing in there too. Yeah.
Okay.
That is nice.
The only drawback, and I think actually might be the only issue sometimes I see is that the caching issue. So obviously we know, I don't run any caching plugins when in development, because that's always a hiccup. But other than that, I think it's great. It's downloaded 42,000 times. It's one of my favorites. I gave it 4 out of 5 stars.
Very nice. That's similar to one of the plugins I covered last show or the show before, which was Simple Maintenance Mode, except for this has the nice advantage of emailing an access key. And I like that point there, because there are times when it's easier to send somebody a key than to ask them to go figure out what their IP address is to whitelist them.
Right. Absolutely. You know, and it tells you I'm running it right now on my other screen, and it knows my IP address, external IP. It knows what it is. It doesn't tell me my 192.168 internal. It knows my Class C IP, which is great.
Yeah, Class. But you're working on the site. You need to bring a client in to look at it. You don't have to ask your client, say, hey, go find out what your IP is by directing them to what is my IP or whatever. You can just email them a link and say, click this link. You will have access to the site.
Right.
And I like that feature, because there's a lot of times where I've been using and I need to whitelist the client so they can view their site properly. And this is a very nice one.
I really like it.
A better replacement than the last one I've been using. So,
woohoo. Yay.
Score.
There you go. You scored one, man. Yeah.
Speaking of that, I got to check the King's score real quick.
Oh, no. Don't say that. I'm a Blackhawks fan, man. I'm so depressed.
Anyway. It's so sad to see Americans ranking on hockey.
I could have gone if I had $600 US extra. I could have gone to the game tonight, but yeah, I'm not a huge hockey fan. I'm just a sports fan, and I live in LA, so that's all.
Yeah, well, nice. It's our national sport up here.
I know. And is that your second national, curling?
Actually, the official national sport of Canada is what's the thing with the wicker basket that they throw the ball? I forgot what it's called now.
I know, but dudes, I got one more plug-in here.
Go, I know.
Get off my lawn. My spotlight right here.
Yeah, this is one of our degenerate shows.
Yeah.
I bring the best.
That's all right. Okay, we're going to talk about Easy Video Gallery Responsive HTML5. Again, in need of the John and Marcus plug-in naming consulting firm.
Okay. I see nothing wrong with that. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Okay. I will tell you, though, this thing is the coolest thing I've seen as far as putting a video gallery together in a plugin that's not theme dependent. It takes stuff from Vimeo as well as YouTube. You just put the URLs in. You can customize the titles and things, but it grabs the thumbnail automatically and it puts it inside there. Does a real cool kind of HTML5 kind of floaty thing in between from full size to thumbnail transition to the player, which nice. Comes up really nice. And I integrated this on a client site on the first day of this plugin coming out. So it worked.
Very nice.
It worked very well. I used it for different descriptions of the client services, and they had 12 of them, and it was very cumbersome to try and put a huge list of YouTube videos there. Instead, we just went with a straight thumbnail. Click on the thumbnail, the video starts to play, and then you get the metadata and title and stuff right underneath. So, worked very well. Gave it a 5 out of 5.
Very nice. That can be a very useful plugin for bringing in YouTube videos.
I actually have chills because I have someone who needs this. This is awesome.
Yeah.
This well, is there brilliant. You go.
All right, well, that covers up our plugins. I covered up WP Clear RSS Cache, which I gave a 4 to. WP Simple Firewall, which I gave a 5 to.
And I covered As Heard On, which I gave 3 stars. And also JF3 Maintenance Redirect, which I gave 4 stars.
And I talked about Press This, the new replacement for your settings writing functionality, which I gave a 4 out of 5. And we just talked about Easy Video Gallery Responsive HTML5. I think we know what the 5 means. That's 5 out of 5.
There you go. All right. And as usual, just a couple commercials for everybody. If you're tired of the same old stock photography, time for a change. Check out Canada Stock Photo, featuring some great, unique, not found anywhere else stock photo images from some great photographers who I know personally. So check it out at Canada Stock Photo, where you can even go download some free images.
Awesome. And remember, we still have that GoDaddy deal going on. Use the code PLUGIN295 at GoDaddy, and you'll get a domain for just $2.95.
And if you're not getting enough daily dose of WordPress news and information, check out the WP Plugins Daily over at wpnews.wpmedic.ca. And if you got a few minutes, give us a check out on iTunes, Blueberry, Stitcher Radio, and leave us a review. We'd greatly appreciate it.
And Adam, people that want to find out more about you and your podcast, where can they find you?
They excuse me. They can follow me at kitchensinkwp.com and also kitchensinkwp.com/iTunes. iTunes. They can hear the podcast there. And also on Twitter, kitchensinkwp.
Awesome. And John, where can they find you?
They can get me on my website at johnoverall.com or emergency support, wppro.ca/emergency, or drop me an email, john@wppro.ca.
And you can find me at my website, marcuscouch.com, at Twitter, @marcuscouch. And also, make sure you follow the show at WP Plugins A to Z.
And that's pretty much all we got for you, so take care now. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.